WFAQ LP Mugwadigo, and it is my distinct pleasure to introduce you to Amy Stolowski and Maureen Talbert. They are from the Crazy Quilters Quilt Guild Incorporated, and they are here to talk about the upcoming quilt show that is going to be happening at Parkview Middle School on March 23rd and 24th, located on 930 North Rochester Street in beautiful downtown Mugwadigo, across from Field Park. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having us, Tom.
Welcome. And Maureen.
Hello.
Welcome once again to the Nation's Music Source WFAQ LP. And you both are on the show committee. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So if you could talk about your responsibilities a little bit, about what that means. And...
Sure. The committee is about a dozen or so of our guild members. My specific responsibility is the quilt show setup, meaning the layout of in the gym where the quilts are going to be displayed.
And Maureen?
My responsibility is to get the word out. So I'm the advertiser of the quilt show. Just wanted to make sure that the community is aware that it's going on. It's a wonderful show, and we're excited about it being the 35th, and are encouraging people to come see the work that the guild has done over the year.
Okay, absolutely.
And you come to the right place to get the word out.
So this is the 35th year.
That's correct.
So give me a little bit of history and what that means to your organization.
Crazy Quilters Guild has been in existence, I believe, approximately 38 years. Whoa. The members at that time in the beginning, they decided to organize a quilt show. Came from humble beginnings. The first couple shows were just a day long. So we do all the work, all the setup, and then host the show in one day and then take it down the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But we have since grown to a two-day show, as this year the Saturday the time we're open is 9 to 4, and on Sunday we're open at 10 to 3 for viewing.
Okay.
We have the quilts are judged the night before on Friday afternoon. When the quilts are dropped off, we have certified judges that are non-guild members. They are certified, they judge the quilt. First through fourth honorable mention are awarded prizes.
Mm-hmm.
We have, I think it's 31 categories.
Okay.
Ranging from miniature quilts to bed-sized quilts. We have youth category. We have accessories such as any quilted garments or purses or home furnishings. Yeah, there's a lot to see.
Wow. Is there a theme this year or something that ties this whole thing together besides being 35 years? Or
every year we do a different theme. Mm-hmm. And we try not to repeat. This year we chose theme to be medallion quilts. As you would imagine, a medallion would be the center block, and then there's borders going around it until the quilter makes it the size that they want.
I see.
That's right.
And where can people find out more?
Well, we have a website. It's www.mukwanagocrazyquilters.com with no spaces in between.
Mm-hmm.
And we have all of our information for the show on there. We also are offering quilt appraisals. The information for that is also on the website. Quilt appraisals could be written. This is good for insurance purposes, and documentation of your art.
Sure.
Written or verbal appraisals.
Okay.
We're also documenting the history of quilts. We're working through the Wisconsin Quilt Museum, so people that would want their quilt to be documented, they would bring it in. There's some forms that they fill out, a little bit about when the quilt was made, who made it, when did they learn how to quilt. There's a long history about the quilter, and then they describe the colors, the pattern, and at the end, the family gets a record of that documentation, and the end result is that information will be put into a quilt index that's connected to the Wisconsin Quilt Museum. So they can go online after it's been documented, and they can search for that quilt based on the number, and when they pull it up, when it's in the system, they'll see a picture of the quilt and then the history of that quilt itself. So this is the first year that the guild is also doing documenting for the quilts for people that are interested in, let's say their grandmother made the quilt and they want to create a document and a history about it and then be able to share it with their family. So in conversations in the future, they can say, You should have seen that beautiful quilt that my grandmother made. Wait a minute, I can pull it up and show it to you.
Mm-hmm. So it's creating an online museum archive that people can index and check out and share for, for posterity and hopefully eternity, you know?
Right.
That's fascinating. Well, what a great service and a new feature to look forward to in your quilt show.
So what else is featured at the show?
We have vendors that are selling fabric and gadgets and books and patterns in two locations. We also have a bed turning that the theme of the bed turning this year is quilts that were made during COVID. That's running throughout the whole entire weekend. But most importantly, we have a boutique and raffles. The boutique is items, handcrafted items that are made by our guild members. And if you want something that's ready to go and ready to gift or ready to use, this is where you'd pick it up. And the great thing about this is the entire profit from the boutique, the entire funds that are raised, are donated every year to a different organization locally.
A nonprofit.
And this year they're going to Mequonago Food Pantry. I believe they have a hoop house project that they are raising funds for. So our boutique money will be going towards that. And our raffle is a queen-size quilt, a beautiful quilt.
Well, the quilt is made by one of the subcommittees of the guild, and it's beautiful. And so every year they raffle off the quilt that was made. And there's also, I believe, a Bernina sewing machine that raffle tickets, six for $5 or a dollar piece. And they raffle those both off at the end of the show.
Wow.
Yes. And there is lunch available for purchase that has always had great reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what the menu will be this year, but it's an option.
Again, I'm talking with Amy Stilkowski and Maureen Talbert from the Crazy Quilters Guild, the annual quilt show coming up March 23rd and 24th at the Parkview Middle School, 930 North Rochester, in beautiful downtown Mequonago, Saturday from 9 until 4, Sunday from 10 until 3. Tickets are $7 for one day or $10 for 3 days. Thank you so much for coming to the Nation's Music Source on WFAQ, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.